Well, good evening, Audio Boo. It's Agent Turbostrom here. How you all doing? No, don't worry, it won't be a funny phone call this time. We're a call to International Rescue. I was just picking up on a boo by McColgan there this afternoon. That was in response to my train boo with the passing trains. He was talking about how he likes to run to a level crossing when the fast train approaches. And we used to do a similar thing. I can remember as a child, we used to cycle down to the bottom end of Selly Oak. In fact, they've just built a new bypass, pretty much where the site of where we used to climb up a steep bank, and there was the called the Cross City Line. It goes between Birmingham New Street and down to the southwest. So most of the big trains, they head down towards Paignton and Devon and Cornwall and the southwest. They pretty much all go down this line. And I can remember as a child going on my bike and climbing the steep bank, hiding behind the bushes, watching the trains come past. Yes, that's brought back some memories for me, I'll be honest. And it also brought a thought to my thought to me that last time I took my mum back to her hometown of York, we always go to the station for some reason, I don't know why. I suppose it brings out childhood memories in her that she can remember. In York Station, if you've ever been to York Station, between some of the platforms is a quite a big gap, and it used to be a fast intercity line running right through the middle of the station. And basically, what would happen in the days of steam, the fast trains coming down the East Coast Main Line from Edinburgh to London, and they wouldn't stop there, and they used to thunder through this special line in the middle of the station when all the other trains are in at the platforms. And she told me the story of when she was a young girl, schoolgirl age probably, I imagine, standing on top of the bridge across the tracks, watching the Flying Scotsman fly past at about 80 miles an hour right through the station. I bet that was a sight. She used to do that quite a lot. And that was kind of prompted by when all one word went on his holidays. He went to York, went to the train museum. And I remember I've been there a few times myself. And some of the trains that have gone there are fantastic, you know. It's the history of steam in this country is fantastic, and all these preserved lines up and down the country, they're all over the country now, aren't they? They're in all four corners. I mean, I'm lucky enough to live within about an hour's drive of the Severn Valley Railway, so most of my steam booze come from there. It's about 25 miles, I suppose, so I quite often find myself going down there recording the sounds of the steam train. I think now I've got this Zoom, I'll go and do a reprise of a steam train, see if I can get a decent recording of one. Maybe I'll choose a different station or a different part of the line to record it on. But we all love a steam train. And I can remember going to York as a child on the train. My grandmother lived in York, so my mum was born and brought up in York. And I'd have been under 10, I'd have been probably 7 or 8. And I can remember going on the train in the school holidays up to see my grandmother. My granddad had died by then. And the old carriages with the long corridor down the one side and the compartments. I mean, you think you only get those now on the Steam Heritage lines? I can remember that as a, you know, as a main train. So you can see why the people miss the steam. It's a fantastic thing. And some of the recordings that Mac put up on his boo of their steam trains. Oh, it's fantastic. Really is fantastic. So that's just a few thoughts really on Mac's boo this afternoon. And thanks for posting that up, Mac. It's very nice of you. To be inspired by me just sitting at a train station listening to three trains come and go. I mean, that's literally all it was. I turned up with my Zoom, sat on the platform, and press record, and then just edited out the blank spaces just to make it a bit of a meaningful boo. So yeah, that's all good. Anyway, I shall sign off. It's 8:05. No, it's not. It's 9:15. Dear me, I'm missing out on this Thursday, the 29th of August, 2013. And yeah, I guess we'll catch you in the next boo. Happy tomorrow. Bye for now, and to Rarabit.